everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. Wet hair and all. I don't know about you guys, but when I get going on projects, I have a really hard time walking away from them, even though I'm looking at the clock going, you got to get in the shower now. So anyway, wet hair, but that's fine, right? It's fine. It's probably fine. Well, welcome, you guys. I hope that you are having a great day. I hope that you're having a good week. I want to let you know that we are live over in the chat room. You can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. And you'll see my banner there at the top of the page. And you are welcome to ask questions, leave comments, interface with me there. I am also live streaming this event from YouTube and Facebook. That's Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic. So that would be the place to find it. So, yay! Oh my gosh. So I did something that I haven't done in a couple of years. I participated in the predictions show that 12 Radio does here. I wish I could tell you exactly when that airs. I don't actually know. When I find out, I'll let you know. But it's a compilation of predictions that a lot of us, you know, pull together and make our own little segment. Mine was about, I don't know, 15 minutes long. I looked at it from the scope of U.S. politics, world events, and the collective. And it was interesting. It was interesting. I'm going to say this of this year. Stay positive. Stay out of the melee if you can. Keep your head up. Take good care of yourself. Find a lot of reasons to laugh. And take good care of the people around you. That's what I got. This is not a harbinger of doom, by the way. Don't let me scare you. It's just going to be an interesting year. Some big ups and downs, I think. But you'll have to just listen to my predictions over there to hear what I had to say. But thanks for joining me this morning. It is snowing to beat hell. I wasn't supposed to be here today. We were supposed to take Mars back to Montana, and we couldn't because the roads were so bad in Montana that it was not advisable to go. So we stayed home. We're going to stay home for a few days and try again. Partly because we would have been coming home today in a blizzard, like up to 50 mile an hour winds blizzard. Yeah. No, not happening. We're too old to put ourselves through that. And also, who wants to take a silly chance? So anyway, we're going to try again when the weather clears a little bit. It's going to get extremely cold. I don't mind traveling in extreme cold, but I'm not going to travel in 50 mile an hour wind blizzard. That sounds like death. So not doing it. I know. It's wild. I wish we could fly her clear to the town she lives in, but we can't. The closest we can get is Billings, and Billings is a few hours from where she lives, which means then someone else has to be on the road to go get her, and I don't really want to do that either. Plus, it's very, very expensive. We did fly her home for Christmas. We flew her into Boise to go be with our other kids, and we picked her up there. But yeah, so I mean, it just is what it is. And, you know, in this kind of weather, you just do the best you can. Yeah, there's, 40 state extreme weather warnings, it says. Arctic blast, tornadoes, etc. Yeah, I know it. And I know a lot of you guys actually are getting it a lot worse than we are. So please stay warm and stay safe. Don't take chances. Better to break plans than break yourself, right? So please, please be safe. Well, I wanted to open the show with a little Etsy showcase. I have got so many new things and so much going on over on Etsy that I wanted to share it with you guys. So I did just share a link in the chat room over on 12 Radio. And I am in the live stream going to take you through several things. So, right, very wild start to 2024. Yeah, crazy stuff. All right. So if you're in the live, I apologize if you're listening through 1-2 Radio and not in the live stream. This may be, I hope it's not boring. I mean, just go to Etsy and follow along, but it's the best I've got. Okay. Let me get my screen share up here. Okay, so this is my Etsy store. I'm going to share a link to it too, though, in the live stream. Okay. All righty. So let's see. I don't know. Actually, I can't remember if this works. We better double check. It doesn't. Okay. That's okay. That's okay. What I'm sharing with you is a bunch of new hoodies that I've been working on getting designed. So we're going to have to do this one page at a time. All right. This might be a little more challenging than I thought, but we'll get there. I just know it. Okay. So excuse me, my gosh, that was rude to do in your ear. All right. This is a brand new hoodie. It is a stack of books with flowers growing out of the books and around the books. And on the back, this is the back piece. It says, "I would rather be reading." And then here's the front. And we've kind of honed in on our hoodies, getting more specific about what colors so that we can carry more and not have to be waiting always for a hoodie shipment. So we're doing purple, white, black, that Carolina blue that everybody loves, and a sagey green. Isn't that cute? I love this one. And we go all the way up to 4X. So not a size discriminator around here, or I wouldn't be able to wear them. So we go clear up into the goddess sizes for sure. So that's that guy. Okay. Oh, let's see. No, we can do this. It's just going to take me keeping my brain organized. Oh, gosh. That for sure will be the challenge. This brain's not organized. Okay, this new hoodie I just put together a few days ago. It's a cottagecore style. Do you know what cottagecore is? Cottagecore is like a motif. Not motif. It's a style. It's a design style. And I really love this one. It is... It has the moon faces across the top with this big, beautiful moth, and then kind of a half wreath of greenery and mushrooms and pine cones and sticks and stuff. I think it's cuter than that description sounded. I don't know. Let's see. So let's scroll through. So on the front, there's just a little butterfly. The moth is on the front. And then, of course, all the other colors as well. I really like this one in the green and in the purple. I always like to put hoodies on white so you can really see everything. But you know what? I never sell white hoodies. People don't want them because they don't trust themselves not to ruin them. And I also don't trust myself not to ruin them. But I like white hoodies for design purposes, so I keep pulling them up. Okay. Hey, Jess. Okay. This new favorite. It's a bicycle with flowers in a basket on the front and some flowers on the back. And then it has a big bunch of heart balloons. And it says, "I love you, a bushel and a peck." And then on the front is a bunch of balloons We did stitch this one out in white, and it is so freaking cute. Now, will anyone ever buy it from me? Probably not, because it's white. There's a lot of discrimination against white hoodies. We know why, because they love to get dirty and they don't like to get clean. All right, here it is in purple, in black. And obviously when these stitch out in darker colors, you just, we'd have to make a change on those wheels so that they show up, but it's just what it is. It's kind of cute in the green too, I think. And that blue, I like it in the blue, I think, but I think my favorite is the purple. Isn't that pretty? Anyway, that's a new fave for me. I think I'll stitch that one out for me, actually. I really like it. Okay. So the next one. You love that song, Lillian? Me too. I sing that to my dogs all the time. But this is what I sing to them. I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, though you make my life a wreck. I know. I'm mean. What can I say? All right. This one I absolutely love. If you have been on the capybara train, you get it. Somehow I've only managed to get one color on this. I don't know why. I'll get the rest up. It actually comes up. It shows up better in black. I think that's why I did that. We stitched this out for Christy for her birthday, and she loved it. So on the back, it says, don't worry, be cappy. And then on the front, this cute little capybara. Oh, my God. Can you even? I love it. I want a capybara. I want 10. My hell, they're cute. Have you seen them? They're like these giant guinea pigs. I mean, they are a giant rodent, but I mean, who cares? They're so freaking cute. I need one. You know I do. I think that a cappy would sleep happily on the couch with a pile of pigs. I do. They're not that different. Okay. All right. I put this one together earlier this year, and I just love it. It's a voodoo hoodie. It's this cute little voodoo bunny on the back. And then on the front, there is on the like front pocket, it's a voodoo doll, and it says, if killing them with kindness doesn't work, try voodoo. And then on the sleeve, there's a little hanging voodoo doll as well. They're so cute. So here it is in green and purple and blue, and here it is stitched out. So freaking cute. Okay. I think that's it. Yeah, that's the new ones. So, yeah, lots of fun new hoodies. But I also have a bunch of new magnets I wanted to show you, because I've been having a blast with these. You've probably seen these before. I've been doing them for a while. But they're a magnet mosaic. And so it's actually 9 little magnets that all come together to make a picture. And I think they are so freaking fun. So I have a whole bunch of new designs. So this is what it looks like all put together. If I were to disseminate it, that's what it looks like pulled apart. It's actually 9 little magnets. So, you don't need all that. So this is what, these are the new designs in here. These are all heart trees. Some wintry heart trees. Some hearty heart trees. I think these would be a really fun Valentine. You could even like maybe put it together and flip it over and write a Valentine on the back. Oh, no, you couldn't. Over the magnet, that wouldn't work. Never mind. That's a terrible idea. Still, though, I think these would be a cute Valentine. Don't take my terrible ideas. I'll come up with some good ones. Okay. All right, these are my swirly tree magnets. And I think they're really cute too. I love that one. And that one. Oh gosh. Yep, I love them all. Honestly, if I didn't love them, they wouldn't be here. Really like this one too. Isn't it just magical? I like the asymmetry of the side of it. I just love it. And then one more thing on Joyful Goddess Designs, and then we'll move on to other topics. These are winter woodland creature magnets. How cute is him? I love him. And this guy? And this one? I don't know why they're all boys in my head. That's probably not correct, but they're just cute. I really like the winter woodland art. And that pretty doe. Isn't that pretty? Okay. So that's all. That's just some of what's going on over in my Etsy store. Besides honey, honey, honey. My goodness, we sell a lot of honey. But yes, it's just fun. And by the way, if you won something in the Christmas giveaway, you should have, well, maybe. They went out last, I'm going to say Wednesday. I started hearing from people on Saturday that they were receiving things. So hopefully, if you haven't gotten it yet, you'll get it really soon. But I would think, well, I don't know with this weather, but I would hope that you have received your gifts. I don't know. Okay. The animals are adorable, aren't they? Oh my gosh. The vintage woodland mat. Yeah, the vintage art on the Woodland Magics. I know. Me too, Sid. And I love vintage greeting cards. I just designed a whole bunch of vintage Valentines that are so freaking cute. I love vintage art. Yeah. Amen. Oh, yes, yeah, Sid, you have a bee magnet. So the new designs are gorgeous and look super tricky to put back together. Some of them are. I take these usually when I do shows, and it cracks me up because, like, when we're setting up for a show, it is you have a little bit of time to do a lot of work. And every time one of us is stumped on the puzzles trying to get them all set up, like, should we like number these or something? We don't have time for this. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Oh, JR wanted to know if my crows are here. No, my crows usually leave sometime around September, October, and I don't see them again until March or April. So, or even May. So we'll see. You know, last year one of them died and then they weren't as active. So I'm hoping they do come back. It was very, very sad. If they don't, I'll just keep putting them out. I do have magpies right now, though. Magpies are still around. They don't all leave. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let me jump into the other chat room quickly. Don't want to be neglecting. Oh, hey, Rebecca. Hey, Denise. Oh, Rebecca said she's in North Carolina and it's nasty rain and wet there. One of the true crimers that I follow and kind of bounce back and forth on, she's in South Carolina and her little town, she's coastal and they were getting her neighborhood got demolished by hurricanes. Not hurricanes, tornadoes, by tornadoes. Horrible. And she was hiding in a closet tweeting with her little dog. And it was terrifying. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Well, that is that. So I want to... Oh, good Lord. Here we go. I want to share Luminous. I'd also like to get my shit together. Are you guys going to get like super cold, like sub-zero? We were supposed to get like 30 below. And now our temperature, our forecast has changed and we're not going to get that cold. They said 30 below with the potential of 60 below with wind chill. Oh, God. Why? But now it looks like we're not going to get that cold. So we'll take it. But jeez, who wants this? Not I is who. That sounds horrible. Okay, I'm going to put a link to Luminous up. Oh, Lillianne said it's just very windy in Sarasota. That's good. Yeah, that's cold. That's way too cold, man. That's when people can, like, blow bubbles outside. They instantly freeze and stuff. Or they do the ice bucket challenge and go outside and throw. It's a different ice bucket challenge. Not the one where you pour one over your head outside. That would not be advised. Just the one where you go outside and you throw a bucket of water or a glass of water out and film it to watch it like freeze in the air and fall to the ground. It happens. It's bananas. Yeah, but it looks like we aren't going to get that cold, so I'm glad. That's awful because you really worry about the livestock and, you know, honestly, in a lot of you bigger cities that are getting that cold, I'm just so, so worried for your unhoused population. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be homeless or living in your car in weather like that. I can't even fathom it. And I'm glad I can't fathom it, but at the same time, it just makes me so sad and scared for people that are living like that currently. It's terrifying. It makes me mad because there are churches all over this country that are warm and safe and cozy and locked up tight while people suffer outside freezing to death in weather like that, or in natural disasters and things like that. And these churches who people have put a ton of money into to tithe, to contribute to, can't be bothered to open their doors. Now, to be fair, some do. Some do. Some open their doors. Some welcome people to come and be there if they need to be, to help keep people warm, to save people's lives. But a lot of churches don't. The Mormon Church does not do that. They'll tell you, oh, well, we donate a lot of money to charity instead or to homeless shelters or whatnot. Where I live, there's a Mormon church on every corner. And they are locked up tight. And if you were to try and get into one when they don't open it up for a service, you'd be charged. That's sad. That's not very Christ-like to me. All of the super churches, the mega churches, hell no. They don't want unhoused people, dirty people, stinky people, people with needs. Dear God, they don't even have money to contribute. Terrible. Oh, JR said there's vans that sometimes pick up homeless people and take them to shelters. Yeah. Yep. It is a sad example of hypocrisy. It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. When there was a hurricane that hit Texas a few years ago. Or no, maybe it was when the power grid went down and people were literally freezing to death. And some religious organizations did open their doors and were doing everything they could to help people. And some who were just like, they were probably also in Cancun, to be honest. They wouldn't have anything to do with it. I don't understand it at all. But that's my soapbox on that. I'm not trying to attack anybody. It's just, it doesn't, I don't understand how you can claim to be a Christ-like religious organization and then not take care of those that need to be taken care of. I'll never understand. Ever. Okay, well, let's look at Luminous anyway. Love this cover. Okay, I called the magazine the You Belong Here edition because everybody needs to belong somewhere. I'll tell you that in my work, I frequently have clients who are really suffering with loneliness. I see it a lot. Some of you guys are some of them. It's an epidemic in our country, loneliness, which is really sad and hard to understand. But people need to feel like they belong somewhere and belong to something. I think that's why we see people fall into cults and nonsense, because they were welcomed. They were welcomed. And they wanted to be welcomed. They wanted to be welcome somewhere and fit in somewhere. We all need to do a better job at welcoming everybody and stop playing, you know, being a high school clique at some point, you know, and welcome everybody. But I just felt strongly that right now is a time when people are really suffering with maybe loneliness, but also just with feeling like maybe they don't belong anywhere. I just wanted to remind you guys that you belong here, but you also belong everywhere. You have every right to be here. You have every right to be on this planet. You have every right to take space and drink or breathe air and drink water and be a part of the populace. Your energy matters just as much as anybody else's does. You make more of a difference than you realize in the lives of others. It's my strongest belief that you will never know how much you did help until you're not on this planet anymore. And you experience some kind of review. And you can experience those things and realize how much you meant to people around you. You know, sometimes you don't know when your kind words are the only ones somebody heard today. You don't know when you making eye contact and smiling at someone is the only person who was kind to them or acknowledged their existence at all. You don't know if that text or phone call to a friend came in at just the right moment to help prevent a tragedy or to just give them what they needed in that moment. You do make a difference. Okay, my article this week is Boosting Your Mojo, Easy Steps to Confidence and a Happy Solar Plexus. Of course, the solar plexus is the chakra right above your belly button. And this is your confidence. It's your self-esteem. And sometimes you need a little boost there. And it is January, which can be a very blue month or a gray month or a whiteout month, as it were. But here we are. But this is a month that brings out depression in a lot of people. Historically, statistically, it's been a month where suicide rates are higher than any other month. And so let's talk about building confidence. Let's talk about building up the solar plexus. Now, look, that this is not a be-all, fix-all. It's certainly not a cure for depression or anything of the like. However, sometimes just identifying some of the things that are dragging you down so that you can work on them makes a big difference. So we know what the solar plexus is. You can think of it like your power HQ. It's your confidence control center. So some steps to work on your confidence and your solar plexus. Dream big, start small. We've been talking about this a lot. Big dreams are great, but you have to break them down into small, bite-sized pieces. Baby steps count, and every one of them should be celebrated. You're a star. Own it. What did I just tell you? You matter. Your words matter. Your work matters. Your energy matters. But with that, talk kindly to yourself, and even, you know, be your own cheerleader. I'm rocking this. I believe in me. I'm a superhero in the making. It all matters. Picture it. Ever a daydream about success? This is about visualizing or daydreaming, closing your eyes and visualizing you doing the thing, whatever it is. Maybe it's a presentation. Maybe it's just a phone call. Maybe it's just a trip to the store, getting out of the house, whatever. But visualizing really helps you to put things together in the way that you want them to go. Count your wins, big or small. I really like this. Making some kind of acknowledgement of your progress is amazing. Even if it's little things. I like this. Got out of bed? Great. Ate veggies? Great. I do this with a whiteboard. I have a huge whiteboard in my kitchen. And I make a daily list every day of everything that I need or want to accomplish. And then as I mark them off the list, I'll tell you, it's exciting. I get thrilled to run in there and mark one more thing off the list. My kids laugh at me because they'll see me write something on the list and mark it off at the same time. I'm like, oh, I did that. Oh, good. Okay. Credit given. Give yourself credit for what you're doing. You'll discover that you actually accomplish a lot more than you thought you did. And you'll feel more encouraged to keep going. Keep going. Look at your body language. Stand up straight. Walk around with confidence. Keep an eye on where your body language might be suffering and work on that. It makes a difference. Mindfulness, that could be meditation. That could be some stretching. That could just be some breathing exercises. But do some kind of mindfulness every day. Try to get out of your bubble. This can be a harder one, but getting out of that comfort zone. Maybe go visit that church you've been thinking about, or that group, or that meeting house, or that store, or that restaurant, or that group of friends that's invited you four times and you always say no. Go. Get out of your comfort zone a little bit. If you hate it, you can come home, but you'll never know until you give it a shot. Hey, Laurie. Embrace yourself with, or surround yourself with other people that are good cheerleaders. It's not always possible, I know. But look for the people, seek out the people who have good vibes, who would give you a boost if you needed it, a pep talk if you needed it, and would never dream of tearing you down. And for those that will, be careful about how much you share with them. Energy healing can help a lot. Practices like Reiki or Qigong help to dial up the good vibes and keep your solar plexus going. Sometimes a good clearing or chakra balancing is called for too. And there you go. So just think about it. Maybe you are rolling good in the solar plexus arena, and if you are, good for you. But if you're not, maybe these are a few suggestions that will help you to get on track a little bit more. Okay. Kelly, of course, bringing us astrology for this week. It's a new moon in Capricorn. She said the highlight of this week is the new moon in Cap, but before she dives into that, she wants to touch on other things she sees. I thought this was interesting. She said there's a definite theme of mission or soul purpose in the undercurrents of this week's astrology. Interesting. When I see that, I start hearing from people going, what am I supposed to be doing? What you're doing. Your life purpose is not outside of you. Your life purpose is what you are doing. If there's something else you're feeling drawn to do or passionate about doing, then by all means do that. But don't ever feel like you don't know what your purpose is or that you don't have a purpose. That is utter nonsense. What is true is that what you're doing is your life purpose. So stop looking outside of you. Stop thinking that you are somehow behind or not contributing or not doing the thing you were born to do, that is baloney. You, by being here, by being you, are living out your life purpose. You are. I hate this idea that your life purpose is this unattainable thing outside of you and you don't have a damn clue what it is and you're constantly wondering what you're supposed to be doing versus what you're actually doing. Enough of it. You don't have to do that to yourself. Kelly speaks the truth, Jennifer says, right? Interesting. It'll be an interesting week. Everyone's going to get that soapbox from me. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, if you still want to call and talk about it, let's do it. But trust yourselves. All right. 5 ways to take your power back. Sometimes in this old world, we end up feeling like we don't have any power or that we're in situations that have taken our power from us. Sometimes that's because of work or family things or relationships. Sometimes it's because of health. Sometimes it's because of financial constraints or all of the above. Who knows? But let's roll with that. So set boundaries. This one always cracks me up because some of you guys, when you set some boundaries with people in your worlds, they don't have a clue what to do with that because you've never done that before. And you have always been the person that they could take advantage of or stomp on. And when you're not, they don't know what to do with themselves. Isn't that something? Don't allow that. Set boundaries, even if people have to get surprised. Surprise them. It's okay. It's good for them. Practice self-care. We've talked about that a billion times. It is, that comes in degrees, I think. I know that this is anecdotal, but for me, self-care comes in waves. Sometimes I'm really on top of self-care, and other times I'm just not. Yesterday, it cracked me up because I had two things I really needed to do. I needed to call the pharmacy because there was an issue. My insurance. They've just gotten really shitty about what they want to pay for, what meds they will pay for. They keep changing their formularies and they quit paying for my thyroid med, which is a huge kick in the face for me because I have felt amazing on that med. And it's the only one I've ever felt very good on since I lost my thyroid. And so I've been really bothered by it. But as it turns out, there is a generic. And my doctor didn't seem to know there was a generic. And then the pharmacist didn't know there was a generic. But I know there is because my sister is on it for similar reasons and has done really well on it. So I was trying to communicate that correctly to the doctor and the pharmacy to get that med. Anyway, it took a hot minute. You know how it goes. But so I needed to call them yesterday and get this straightened out once and for all. I hadn't done it because honestly, you just get tired of fighting, you know? So that's kind of where I was. But I also needed to send an email because I have to start a different, this is all medical, a different, an infusion now for RA. And I hadn't done any of it. The infusion thing I have been needing to do for 2 weeks and haven't done it. So Scott yesterday basically sat in front of me and was like, we're doing this now. And I did both things. And within a few minutes, I had the right medication prescribed and had the ball rolling, and within 2 hours, I had the infusion scheduled. This is stuff that literally I have been putting off for weeks because I just didn't want to have to deal with it. Why? Why? But again, self-care comes in waves, and for me, self-care, of course, is managing my health. It is for all of us, but at any rate, then I felt like a badass because it was all done. These things I have been putting off forever. Thank God for Scott just making me do it. Own your decisions. I really, really like this piece because how often do you second guess yourself or you let somebody else second guess you? And when you hear that or you do it to yourself, then suddenly nothing you did makes sense. No, Here's the thing, and I will stand by this. You cannot make a mistake. You can't. If the decision you made doesn't work out very well in the long term, then you'll mark it off as a learning lesson and we won't do it that way next time, right? That's all. You can't fuck up. You can learn. You can try things. But here's the thing. You will never grow if you don't try. It makes me think about when Mars was in softball back in high school. And she had a coach that was a real yeller. And if you messed up, she would yell at you. Now in sports and in coaching and stuff like that, that's pretty common. Yelling is just, you have to be used to it. And you have to, as a parent, not lose your mind every time somebody yells at your kid or they're never going to be able to be in a sport. But what was happening and what we were seeing with Mars is that she was becoming more and more cautious because she didn't want to get in trouble. Didn't want to get yelled at. And we were seeing it in other girls too. And these girls would be coached by their coach, who, by the way, was a great coach in a lot of ways. But this aspect was she was hurting her girls and hurting her team without, I think, really understanding. So Scott would coach these same girls in the summer. And he'd be like, steal that base. I want you to try to bunt. Do this, you know, various things that they were scared to do. And basically would be like, coach, I don't want to mess up. Mess up. I don't care. We're trying things. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, we'll practice it some more. We'll try again next time. We'll figure it out. But they were afraid to try. We had girls that weren't really swinging the bat. We had girls that weren't stealing bases when they were told to. Things like that because they were so scared they'd screw up and they'd get in trouble. Probably not just from their coach, but maybe even by their parents or their teammates or whatever. But, and that's just an analogy to, you know, life in general, that we have gotten so caught up in having to do things right and judging ourselves and others harshly if they aren't right, that we don't know how to take a risk anymore. And I think that for all of us, it's a good reminder that you don't have to be perfect. There is no perfect. Perfect is just a construct that somebody told you about. What is a perfect weight? What is a perfect face? What is a perfect hairstyle? What is a perfect piece of art? What is a perfect day or a perfect meal? That's actually really different. Hey, Mary Chris, really, really good to have you here. That is something that is different for everybody. Give yourself permission to do things the way you choose to, regardless of whether people really resonate with it or not. That's up to you. And if people question you on it, on whatever that decision is, deal with them however you choose. Use a great boundary. You don't have to justify anything to anybody. Positive affirmations. You know I'm a big fan of positive affirmations. Replace self-doubt with empowering affirmations that reinforce your strengths and remind you of your worth. Right? We've done a lot of that. Learn and grow. Continuously seek knowledge, new skills, and experiences that empower you to navigate challenges with confidence and resilience. It goes without saying, but being a lifelong learner is a really important way to continue to build your own strength and confidence and to take your own power back. Hey, Debbie, so good to see you. It's an interesting path forward for all of us when you start thinking about where your power has gone and how to reclaim it. Sid said poor Mars had a drill sergeant, not a coach. Saddest thing is when parents forbid failure and kids grow up and can't unlearn their... often frustrated and can't figure out why. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And they can't make decisions. The hardest thing for me is seeing young adults who cannot make a decision because they haven't been empowered to be able to do that. Yeah. When Micah was in high school football, the quarterback threw a pick. And I mean, it wasn't like a super important game. It was a game, but he threw a pick. And I watched the coach get this far from his face and just dress him down on the sidelines. He screamed this kid up one side and down the other, and you could just watch the energy of this boy just shrinking. And he didn't have another good game the entire season. It was over. That was it. And I always wondered, did it ever occur to Coach Buck that he did that? That he took all of the power away from that kid, took all of his confidence away in that moment? Instead of saying, hey, that's okay, it happens to everybody, we'll work on it and move on, and then sit down with film and say, hey, here's some things that maybe we could have done differently. Here's what I think happened. What do you think happened? No, he absolutely destroyed that boy. And for what? For what? One pick in one high school football game? Why? But how often does this happen? How often do parents do this to their kids? Do bosses do it to their employees? Do friends do it to each other? Maybe not in such scathing words, but still do it. We all have to be aware of ourselves and our words, and also of the way other people interface with us. Okay. Christy's energy exercise is her Shakti manifesting. You know, lots of true crime going on over there. You know, that never changes. Anita brings us St. Catherine Labor of the Miraculous Medal. Her story is really interesting. Jamie has a brand new video. She says, we may find ourselves excessively obsessed. Oh boy, that's why my hair's wet. Because I was obsessed with a project this morning and couldn't do anything else. It's fine. I've got lots of new meditations up over at Planet Meditation. One thing I'm doing is not just meditations, but also just easy listening music. So that, you know, if you just need some music to turn on while you are crafting or reading or getting ready or cleaning your house or whatever, I've got a lot of options for you there as well. And that is Luminous. So hopefully you found some gems in there that help you out. Yeah. I love it, Jess. I'm perfectly imperfect. I can own that. Yeah, absolutely. It was really freeing to me when I figured that out, you know, that someone's idea of perfect is just someone's idea. So why am I in that box? I don't want to be in that box. Of course, you know, my mom was a rebellious type. She kind of raised me that way. So it might be easier for me to kick some constructs to the curb. I don't know. But the idea of perfect is just something that was made up to, I don't know, keep us in line, probably. There's been a little too much of that. Let's see. Just jumping in the other one. Other chat room. Hey, Quelly. Oh, Denise said, we'll be getting colder by the end of the week in Denver Metro. The National Stock Show is in town. Oh, no. Always freezing cold at night. Oh, shoot. Known as stock show weather. Oh, shoot. Yep. Got it. Yeah, I know. I'm worried. I'm just worried about everybody being okay in weather like this. I can't think of anything more miserable than being too cold, you know? I get too cold in my house. Micah bought me this big fleece robe for Christmas. It was on my list. I want a great robe. And I have been living in that thing. Even when I'm fully dressed, I have it on. And I told Scott, I feel like I'm one of those old ladies in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, you know? All the old grandparents that hang out in the house in their bathrobes all day. That's me. That's okay. I'm happy. I can't handle being cold. Okay. Fear is paralyzing, Lillian, for sure. And the fear of judgment. We've gotten to be a society that loves to judge and mock people that are different. Yeah. Ah, Mayor Chris said, I'd rather freeze than be hot. I hate summer, but I think you live in a much hotter place. You live in a hot, humid place, right? Than me. Yeah. We usually only have a few, like over 100 days. So I don't like being hot either, that's for sure. But oof, that cold to the bone, where like the only thing that warms you up is to get in the shower. Ugh. No. Let's wait till summer, though, and I'll probably bitch about being hot. It's probably true. Okay. Lillian said, thank you. I always feel like a failure because I don't know what I am here for. I've heard that a lot. I've heard that a lot of times. From brilliant, beautiful, funny, wonderful people like you that don't know why they're here. You're just here to be you. Since it said, doesn't wet hair make you feel cold? It does, but I refuse to blow dry my hair. My hair is just, it's a jerk. I have to be really careful with it, or it doesn't respond very well. Yeah, but yes. I loved how all four grandparents slept feet to feet at the end, head and foot of the bed, and Charlie in the chocolate factory. I know, hilarious. Oh, AmeriChris said, when I lived in Louisiana, it was always hot, but now I live in Missouri. I'm literally waiting for snow right this minute. Ah, gotcha. Okay. I thought that you did live in Louisiana. Okay. Let's see. I said, I know you had a question about patchouli. Let's see. Oh, and JR, you had a question about dental. I need dental work done. Will my insurance pay the four treatments, or will I have to pay out of pocket or pay for the treatment? I'm sorry, but I feel like they are going to fight you on that. I won't say definitively that they're not going to pay for it, but I do feel like they're going to give you some trouble. Yeah. So it's going to take some advocacy and fighting for yourself, but that's a little dicey. Yes. Dang it. We don't like it. Let's see, Sid, where was that comment about patchouli? Here we go. Not interested in food since Sunday. Force-fed Monday. Her nose seems blocked. Let's see if she's got something going on there. She seems to not see or smell food. Will eat if mouth is loaded by me. Okay. Yeah, let's feel into her. Yeah, it does feel like she's really stuffed up, really inflamed or, well, congested, yes, but from what? Yeah, Sid, there's something going on in there. Do you do any kind of an anti-inflammatory for her? I wonder. I wonder if that would help. But yeah, there's something going on in there. I don't feel like it's like she is smelling anything. Oh, poor patchouli, dang it. Her poor sinuses. Sherry's husband lost his ring. Do I see where it is? It's in a pocket. I feel like it came off in like pulling his hand out of a pocket somewhere. AmeriChris said, I'm feeling like a boat without a sail. Any guidance appreciated? I'll bet you are. I'll bet you are. Grief does that to you. It pulls up your anchor and just sends you out to sail, to shore, or to sea. Wow. We'll get there. AmeriChris, I understand that. So here's a few things. As we know, grief is exhausting. So extra rest as much as possible, and just not being unkind to yourself about needing more rest. Pulling some pressure off of yourself if you can, in any way that you can, pulling your expectations down for a while is going to be important. You are not going to accomplish a lot in the next 6 months. You're just not. And that's not a prediction of doom. It's just true. You have a lot to deal with in your heart and in your spirit body right now. Some good energy work would help you. Sound therapy would help you a lot. If you have a singing bowl, I would hold that into your heart and sing it every day. If you don't, I would highly recommend you finding some singing bowl meditations and listening to them, some drumming meditations, some Native American flute music. Those are all really good frequencies to help break up stuck energy and help it to shift. But above all, babe, be super, super kind and patient with yourself. It's going to take a while. Some good grounding work, spending some time around water. Your root's going to need a little extra help because it just is. It's going to take a little time. And I know that, you know, losing your sister was a real huge blow, but I know that you've also lost some other family members in the, you know, it's been a fairly short amount of time that you've said goodbye several times. It takes a toll. So be really, really easy with yourself. That's a great suggestion, Lillian. Next week, we'll definitely do some singing bowl work. Mary Chris, hopefully if you can be here, that would help. But yeah, seek some out as well. Just sound therapy makes a big difference. So we love you. We're pulling for you. I'm so sorry you guys are going through this, but that's why you feel like you're feeling. It's grief does a doozy on your spirit. Yeah. Well, you guys, we've done what we do. We've talked down to the end of the show. So thank you for being here. I'll be back next week. As you know, I'm a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. That's number 12listen.com. You can find me every single day over there. If you head over there and you need me and I'm not there, just do a callback request. Then I get a text that somebody's waiting on me and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Take care, you guys. Please take good care of yourselves. And my God, please stay warm and safe. This has been another edition of the Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Take care.